Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that creating a scorecard can help you pursue your goals and reflect on your progress. What gets measured gets done. And creating a ritual to check in on how things are going increases the chances that things go well. Readers of my blog, lauravanderkam.com, know that I often publish what I call a Tranquility by Tuesday scorecard on, well, Mondays, not Tuesdays. Tranquility by Tuesday is the name of a book I wrote that will be out this fall. In it, I share 9 time management rules that I think will help people calm the chaos and make time for what matters. So, since I am telling other people to follow these rules, I think fair is fair, and I should try to follow them myself. Hence the TBT scorecard. On Monday, I reflect on my adherence to the 9 rules. How many times over the past week did I follow rule number 1? Give yourself a bedtime. I look at my time log and report if I was in bed by 11 p.m. each night. And if not, why not? Did I follow rule number 3, move by 3 p.m.? I report if there were any days that I did not do some sort of physical activity by midday. I often spend a lot of blog real estate talking about rule number 6. One big adventure, one little adventure. Did I do anything interesting in the course of the week? Often the answer is yes, though if the answer is no, I find it helps to reflect on what happened that kept me from adhering to the rule. Sometimes there is a good reason, and sometimes there isn't. I reflect on what following or not following the rule has done in my life. The goal is to understand how the rules play out in my life and how I can make good choices in the future. I certainly hope you will start keeping your own Tranquility by Tuesday scorecard if you read the book. But of course, that's not the only scorecard that can have a positive effect on daily life. For instance, if you are trying to eat more vegetables, you could build a veggie eating scorecard. You'd list the day of the week and then list what veggies you ate. At the end of each day or each week, you could reflect on your food choices. You'd soon start to see patterns, like that you find it easier to eat more veggies when you've just gone to the grocery store and have lots of fresh, cut-up stuff in the house. Maybe you see that it's hard to eat well when you're traveling, or perhaps on Thursdays, because that's the day your team goes out to lunch at the burger joint, and you have often run out of dinner ideas by the end of the week and tend to order pizza. Seeing the scorecard reflecting that Monday is easily a 5 servings day and Thursday is maybe a 1 serving day can prompt you to make strategic choices, like maybe doing a midweek grocery shop, or at least bringing some carrots and hummus to work. Or maybe you're trying to build a daily ritual of reading for at least 20 minutes. You could create a scorecard with all the days of the week and a checkbox for 20 minutes and a spot for reflections. When you start to see lots of checks on weekends and very few on Wednesday, well, you know that you can strategize for building a spot into Wednesday's schedule. Or you can decide that you just don't care, since you easily read for 40 minutes on Saturdays and it all comes out in the wash. Totally up to you. But the scorecard creates accountability, so you can make that choice. On my TBT scorecard, I reflect in a fairly free-form manner. But if you would like some more structure, here are some questions you could ask yourself about goals or habits you are pursuing. First, what supported your goal pursuit? In other words, what's working? Second, what challenges did you encounter? What made it harder to pursue your goals? The purpose here is not to berate yourself or let yourself off the hook. You're just thinking about what you might need to change to make it easier to do what you intend to do. Third, what was the impact of doing the intended behavior this week or of not doing the intended behavior? And finally, any insights for next week? That last question can help you look forward. Because if you check in weekly, a week after this last check-in, you'll check in again. What makes it more likely that future you will be smiling as you reflect on your progress? A little strategy and a well-designed scorecard can make that future come to be. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.